The Larry H. Miller Tour of Utah is welcoming the international community to the Beehive State by hosting its annual 600-mile cycling race in 7 different stages. In the tradition of cycling stage races and following the Tour de France, the routes change every year. This year's stages will be located in Logan, Brigham City, Big Cottonwood Canyon, South Jordan City, Layton, Heber Valley, and Salt Lake City. Jen Anders, the executive director of the tour, says the Tour of Utah is meant to showcase the natural beauty of the state and to also promote the importance of a healthy lifestyle.
I really think that our scenery is second to none. We have wonderful high alpine scenery and beautiful red rocks and desert.
Compared to other tours worldwide, Anders says what makes Utah's tour unique is the live broadcast of the race from start to finish. This allows the international cycling community an opportunity to view different riding trails across the state and to encourage cyclists to ride in Utah. This year's tour will be geared more toward urban scenery, but will also include steep elevation climbs.
The course is challenging. We're known as America's toughest stage race. We have 3 mountaintop finishes, and it's always very challenging because we're riding at altitude as well.
Anders says the organization will be bringing back old routes, such as an all-uphill individual time challenge at Big Cottonwood Canyon and a circuit race in downtown Salt Lake City. With all routes being located in northern Utah, Anders says the event will provide an opportunity for spectators to have a more personal and up-close experience with the cyclists and to indulge in what Utah communities have to offer. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Haley Hendricks.